Chapter 49, Paul pours out his heart in his last letter. This chapter is based on, RSV. From the judgment hall, Paul returned to his cell, realizing that his enemies would not rest until they had compassed his death. But for a time truth had triumphed. To have proclaimed a crucified and risen Savior before that vast crowd was in itself a victory. That day a work had begun which would grow and which Nero and all other enemies of Christ would seek in vain to destroy. Sitting day after day in his gloomy cell, knowing that at a word from Nero his life might be sacrificed, Paul thought of Timothy and determined to send for him. Timothy had been left at Ephesus when Paul made his last journey to Rome. Timothy had shared Paul's labors and sufferings, and their friendship had grown deeper and more sacred until Timothy was to Paul all that a son could be to an honored father. In his loneliness, Paul longed to see him. Under the most favorable circumstances, several months must pass before Timothy could reach Rome from Asia Minor. Paul knew that his life was uncertain, and while urging him to come without delay, he dictated the testimony that he might not be spared to utter. His soul was filled with loving solicitude for his son in the gospel and for the church under his care. The apostle urged Timothy, "Rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Do not be ashamed then of testifying to our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel and the power of God. Therefore I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me." Through his long service, Paul had never faltered in his allegiance to his Savior. Before scowling Pharisees or Roman authorities, or the convicted sinners in the Macedonian dungeon, reasoning with panic-stricken sailors on the shipwrecked vessel, or standing alone before Nero, he had never been ashamed of the cause he was advocating. No opposition or persecution had been able to turn him aside. "You then, my son," Paul continued, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Take your share of suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus."